This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's the season of dry, isn't it? I'm not talking about drought. We could, but I'm not. I'm talking about more of the time after summer and into fall, but prior to winter, the season of dry. Dry grasses, the dry perennials and annuals, dry seed heads of plants that flower during and after summer monsoon. No wonder so many sparrows return to the grassland for the winter. Vesper sparrows and Brewer sparrows and Savannah sparrows and Lincoln sparrows. And oh, I really do love the white-crowned sparrows who come in great groups. Those are the sparrows I've identified, at least I'm reminded of that by the check marks in a field guide. I know these. So there are a lot of migrant finch type, sparrows that I need to identify still. But the grassland and the desert are just alive with new sparrows, and you need to get used to it. On a walk, you may think an animal is moving or in or around a shrub, but it's 15 or 20 little birds flitting about. So all the new movement needs to be adjusted in your gray matter. This is what winter walks are going to be like. There is so much nifty seed out there to be gathered. I mean, not every seed that I see, but a lot of seeds that I see I want to gather. It helps to be a plant geek, I suppose. I mean, I do use some common sense when I collect seed, knowing, for example, I could get a lot of seed of wait-a-minute bush, the Mimosa biuncifera, but who in their right mind would buy it? Besides me, My friends Paul and Sarah McComb up in Apache Junction have a couple marvelous nurseries up there, and they grew Mimosa emmerii. I remember seeing that over in West Texas, and Mimosa grammei. That's an Arizona native, yeah. And guess who bought them? Oh, yeah. Both are equally deadly as a wait-a-minute bush with those flat, curved, stout spines. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And every grower I know has grown the velvet pod mimosa, pink bottlebrush-like flowers on a small, sprawly, spiny shrub. And the beautiful pink flowers wash out in the sun by noon, and you have sort of a drab, sprawly, spiny shrub. But anyway, what I was talking about, I love Brachialia floribunda, but I would never grow it, though it is covered in seed and sparrows as I speak. My friend Mimi Camp champions Brachialia floribunda as a tough plant for a landscape, pointing out that it grows out of cracks in asphalt or the sidewalk in front of the Bisbee Co-op or on the mine tailings above Bisbee. I suppose I could sell it if I hung some dollar store flowers on it, right? Maybe grow a couple and sell them to Mimi. No, I'd probably give them to her. Anyway, I may grow some more cinnas. I love Leptocarpa and Whizliz in the Eye, the woody cinna. Those are so beautiful. And what's that one? The velvet cinna. Lindheimeriana, I think, is it. And acacias. I love acacias. And milfolia right now is loaded with seed. I like that. And what other cool dry seed have I seen? Oh, I know. The fluffy pappus. Of desert broom is floating across the land, drifting in arroyos. Cabillions of Baccharis erythroides seed are flying across the land. No one in their right mind would grow that, you're thinking, right? Let's talk about desert broom. It is an Arizona native shrub, not to mention New Mexico, Sonora, Southern California, down into Baja. It's the native folks love to hate. Yeah, baby brooms come up quite readily in disturbed soil, so new developments are loaded with Baccharis. Usually housing develops are named after something they've destroyed, but why not Casa de Desert Broom, you know what I mean? Okay, they're male and female plants, dioecious, okay? Females are the ones full of fluffy seed, duh. And I've heard people complain that they're allergic to the fluffy seed. Okay, too bad. The male plant of the species, of this deep tap-rooted evergreen shrub, the male, the pesky pollen maker, that guy, when the male blooms, it is covered in native wasps and bees and beetles and flies. My friends, you can hear the buzz of a blooming male Baccharis erythroides before you even see it. It's true. And so a grower like me grows desert broom from cuttings of the male. Cool? Very cool. And every pollinator garden in the wild borderlands of southeastern Arizona needs a male Baccharis. They do. So if you want to control desert broom, you could plant males, or, this is crazy, but We could quit disturbing the desert. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.